everybody, welcome again to a new episode of Grow and Glow Podcast. I know this is where we'll put in that sound of "It's been a long day without you, my friend."
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
Yes, it's been a long, long time. We are back. And we are back for real. So welcome again to a new episode of Grow and Glow Podcast. This episode is a special one. We are starting a new series this new year. Right now, I remember some time ago I sent out a link on Twitter, Instagram, I guess, and on WhatsApp, telling people to ask their questions. The name of the link was Adulthood Wahala. So just ask everything that concerns adulthood that you are so stressed about, that you want answers to. And wow, people sent in their questions. At least we had over, I think, like 10 or 7. I can't really remember the numbers. Well, we are here for that reason. So the series of questions asked are going to be answered in the coming episodes. Each episode, different questions. You get it? Okay. This question is from somebody we don't know, because for sure we did not ask for anybody's name. We don't need your name. We don't need your identity. We just need your question to give you your answer. So if you want to ask any more questions, the link is still on Twitter at greatgracie.imo. Okay, sorry, that's Instagram. At greatgracie on Twitter. Just search for my Twitter handle. It's tagged right there. All right, here are the questions. We have two questions here. And wait for us, please. I feel like my background sound is not so clear. I don't know if you follow me on Instagram. If you follow me on Instagram, you know what I'm talking about. I posted some time ago a behind-the-scenes video of me trying to record content. And my mom's chickens were making noise. I feel this is what is happening again to me today. I'm recording this episode and I can hear them making noise everywhere. I know some people tell me, kill it, eat it. Well, don't let my mom hear you. All right, so here are the questions. We have two questions here. And it's answered by Dr. Sivanius. You will get to hear his voice. He's going to answer each and every question here. And he answered it so well. So please listen and enjoy, you know. All right, first question. Why can't we just live without stressing and working tirelessly to become great? So let's listen as Dr. Sivanius answers the question. And I hope I pronounced your name well, sir. I'm so sorry in case I didn't. All right, let's go.
Well, thank you very much, Gracie. I'm happy to be here. Firstly, I want to say that the whole notion of greatness is relative and really a function of how the world has been constructed, so that we have to work hard to achieve greatness, when in actual sense, we're all born great. There's greatness inside of us. And so there's really no point trying to work ourselves to the bones to become what we already are. Well, how do I mean? I don't blame anyone who has become frustrated and disillusioned with the whole notion of working hard. It's a huge disappointment to grow up and realize that most of what we've been taught about how to be great or become great is actually bad advice. I mean, you hear things like, oh, just work hard at everything you're doing or whatever job you get, and things will work out. I'm not entirely sure that that is correct. And there has to be more to greatness than merely working hard. And that's my point. Otherwise, millions of people around the world would have become great. Do you know what I mean? It's like running very fast so you can remain on one spot. That's what that talk about, working very hard to achieve greatness. That's what it does to the mind of the individual. So here's what I think, rather than working hard. And let me just be clear. You could work smart, okay? By working smart, that you could do a lot more from working smart, okay, or working smartly, intelligently, rather than working hard. I'm not a fan of those who subscribe to hard work. No, I am better off doing smart work and leaving those who do not understand this to do hard work. So basically, I just have two tips to share. You know, the first is know thyself, as the Bible says. You know yourself. You know, many people rely on other people to tell them what they should be doing professionally. Now, if you want to achieve greatness, you have to be honest with yourself, and you have to look into the mirror. No. You don't have to feel bad about anything in your past, because it is impossible to make a mistake as long as you learn from the experiences of the past, okay? And you have to also choose carefully, and this is a very important point. To achieve greatness, which is also something that's already inside of you, you need to choose who you spend time with. You need to carefully and decidedly, I mean intentionally, choose who you spend time with, because your time is your most precious resource. Spend as much time as possible with people who grow your fire, your flame, that greatness, which is a potential, it's inside of you, yeah? And avoid people who suck your life force away. In other words, find your own voice. Advocate for yourself. Every great person has had to face a lot of naysayers and haters, and they've had to walk away from situations that were not a good fit, so to speak. You will not be great if, I mean, and I'm saying so now, as though great or greatness is a destination. So let's imagine that greatness is a destination, somewhere you want to get to. You will not get there by trying to please everyone or by letting yourself become a doormat. This is what working hard can cause. You work hard to meet targets set by other people. You work hard, tirelessly, to meet up with the expectations of every other person but yourself. At the end of the day, you burn out. And what do you get? Perhaps a pay raise, one small promotion somewhere, especially if you earn a salary for what you do, but you'll not be happy. So that's what I think. Life is temporary. Every job is temporary too. And so beyond just working hard, you need to know who you are. You need to know your purpose in life. Because it's when you discover your purpose, that's when the roadmap to what you call great or greatness is better determined, okay? Yep, thank you.
Oh my God, this was so valuable. I'm sure the person that asked this question feels at ease right now after listening to this. Thank you so, so, so much, sir. That was really powerful. Personally, I picked my own points, like things I should hold on to about being great. You know, it's not easy. We all want to be great, right? But no, we need to work smart. All right, the next question says, always having bills to pay, a package that comes with adulthood. I guess the person is complaining about the fact that as adults, we have a lot of bills to pay, right? Okay, let's hear what you have to say, sir.
Right, so this other question is about adulting, okay? So let me first say that adulting is hard. I mean, the struggles of being a grown-up is cumbersome. I mean, being an adult certainly has its own advantages. independence, responsibility, and the freedom to make your own choices, you know. However, it also comes with significant challenges. I mean, adulting requires you to take responsibility for your own life, first of all, and that of others, if you've got dependents. And this can be overwhelming at times. In fact, I find in my own, you know, I take myself as an example, it's difficult because you have money that may not be always at your disposal, especially if you've not learned financial management, or you're not financially free, and you've not invested your money wisely, and so you do not have streams of income, so that the cost of adulting, the cost of living as an adult, becomes easier for you. So why does adulting cause so much stress and anxiety? I mean, I guess that's really the question. Well, the first thing is that there's a responsibility overload. It feels like there's too much responsibility on your shoulders. One of the biggest struggles for those of us or those in this sphere of this phase of life is a tremendous amount of responsibility that comes with being an adult. Because as adults, we must maintain our own households, pay bills, care for family members, nurture our friends, and grow ourselves professionally. It's an endless cycle of payments. Now, it's easy to get overwhelmed with so many responsibilities pulling you in different directions. However, there are ways to manage them more effectively. And I think this is why the person has asked the question. So one thing you need to do is break down each task into smaller, more manageable steps. Create a schedule, you know, prioritize your tasks and complete them one at a time. Don't try to complete these responsibilities all at once, you know, space them and focus on accomplishing one thing before moving on to the next. And that's about balancing the act, you know. And sorry to say this, but I think women are women seem better at balancing this act, you know, adult women, that is. For instance, women are expected to balance work, family, and personal life. That's a great challenge that they bear, you know. And we may struggle, I mean, to appreciate what they do. And but I think that the men have something to learn from this, you know. So financial pressures, because at the end of the day, adulting really works or fails, or rather should I say rises and falls on the basis of funding, finance. And so we need to talk about financial pressures. As adults, we expected to manage our finances, pay bills on time, save for our own retirement, for those who are in salaried positions, and even those in businesses, you have to invest and then make sure that you have something to fall back on when you're old and can no longer, you know, function as vibrantly as you are doing now. Then, of course, finally, plan for the future, for those who have a family, you know. So people struggle with all of these because year in, year out, the responsibilities don't go away. In fact, they seem to increase, especially in this part of the world, in Nigeria, where the currency is always taking a fall against the dollar or any other foreign currency. And so what you plan to do with X amount of money would require more by the time you are ready to execute. That is particularly frustrating because your source of income hasn't increased. So you have this fixed source of income, but you have responsibilities that are doubling and even trebling, as the case may be. So you then have to prioritize. What do you really need to spend money on? You need to become your own financial expert advice, or and do that. I tell people, and I'll give you this piece of advice for free. There are only two ways of surviving adulthood. You either live below your means, in other words, your revenue. You live below it, or you make more money so that you can spend your way out of the responsibilities that come. Okay. So in current times, it can feel especially overwhelming, as all we hear about is a bad economy. You know, the reality is that yes, some things are more expensive now. However, the economy waxes and wanes. You know, it will bounce back. And keeping that in mind can help, alleviate some of these tensions that you may face as an adult. The other thing I want to quickly talk about is social demands. You know, as we grow older, our focuses change. Instead of socializing with a larger group of friends, we seek more intimate quality time with our loved ones. It's a struggle to balance our social demands with our personal needs. And the solution lies in setting expectations, as I said earlier, and prioritizing, being open and honest with the people around us. Communication is key. What you cannot pay for, say so. Do not be shamed into taking on expenses that you cannot comfortably pay for. That is a huge problem, a very huge problem with many Nigerians. The culture of shaming people into footing bills that they know they can't comfortably undertake, and especially with the men, you hear things like, if you're a man, you should be able to pay for this. Be a man, it's such a it's a terrible thing, but the culture of shaming has made people do many things that they ordinarily wouldn't do, and wisely too wouldn't do. I chuckled there. So there's that one. And then I'll just make one more point before I wrap it up. There's all of these tie into mental health. There's the mental load that comes with adulting. And this is probably the number one issue most people struggle with. It's a round-the-clock responsibility that comes with making decisions constantly. Even simple tasks like grocery, going to the shop, grocery shopping, school run or something, whatever it is, they can become complicated and time-consuming. So the best way to cope with this mental burden is by delegating tasks to others, or by outsourcing some of the mundane tasks. For instance, personally, I don't do anything cleaning myself. I outsource that. I pay someone to do it. But if you cannot, you have to find a way around it. Those you are responsible for in the house should take up some of these mundane tasks to free up some of your time, so you can focus on some other things. Finally, and I recap, adulting is hard. It can be overwhelming, especially when dealing with so much pressure, responsibilities, and expectations. All right? I hope this helps. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir, for these great answers. I'm sure whosoever asked that question, the two questions, they've gotten what they need to know and what they need to hear at this point of their life. We are all grateful. Yes, the entire community of Grand Group Podcast, thank you so much for coming on this show. We really do appreciate it. And to every listener there, thank you so much for listening to this episode. Make sure you share. Make sure you share. If you don't share, you see me your dream. Make sure you share and watch out for the next episode in this series. It's coming out next week. Yup. There are we have 5 episodes in this series, and each episode has different questions. So watch out for each of them and follow us on Instagram at grow_podcast. On Instagram, on Twitter, Facebook, everywhere. Just search for Grow and Glow Podcast. We are there. If you want to join us on WhatsApp, yes, we have a community on WhatsApp. Go to Instagram. There's a link in my bio. What are you waiting for? Join us. Bye.